Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Vaya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from Emory and Henry, WEHC, your college and community station. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special, and occasionally, usually put in some kind of reading, a joke, a story, something different, and I call those things wombats. That's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat planned for tonight. But I'm going to stop for a minute and tell you what my goal here is. I do have kind of an objective when I make the show, and basically I'm trying to haunt you. That's the best word I can come up with. These songs haunt me. By that I mean they reach into my mind, my soul, and they make me feel things and make me think, and I remember them. So I'm trying to do that to my listeners. Now, not every song is going to haunt every listener, but if I can just get some of you some of the time, that is my goal. And the first song will maybe do that. It's called The Battle of Jericho. And ordinarily, I play gospel by either a single voice or just a few voices with tight harmony. But occasionally, I find a recording like this one. This one's by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And they put a little energy into this Battle of Jericho. So here we go. Battle of Jericho by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Joshua fit the battle. It's a battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle. It's a battle.
That was The Battle of Jericho by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Sometimes in life, especially with young people going through teenage years and growing into young adulthood, they just have to leave home, and sometimes it doesn't go over real well with their parents. It doesn't happen to everyone, but every now and then it does, and this song catches it. It's called Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so brokenhearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches.
Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. This is down in the swamp land, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. The stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lengthy speeches. There ain't no time for lengthy speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana. Things go round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
That was Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight by the Oak Ridge Boys, and we're going to stay in Louisiana for the next song. This is called Papa's Got Your Bath Water On by a group called Tuba Skinny. Let me read you what Wikipedia says about Tuba Skinny. Tuba Skinny is a traditional jazz street band based in New Orleans, Louisiana. The band's instrumentation includes cornet, clarinet, trombone, tuba, tenor banjo, guitar, frottoir, and vocals. The ensemble draws its inspiration from the early jazz, ragtime, and blues music of the 1920s and 1930s. The frottoir, which I've been around a little bit and seen played, it's a washboard that they wear on their chest. The player wears it on his chest and has on finger picks and plays it with a rough, scratchy sound and does a lot of interesting stuff. You can probably hear it in this song. So, this song is Papa's Got Your Bath Water On by Tuba Skinny.
Fair-skinned mama, better known as Miss Jenny Wright.
But I'm gonna make you wish you never had been born. I just went uptown, got my gun out of pawn.
Said don't start nothing, mama, your papa got your bath water on.
If you won't have me, Papa,
Well, your daddy said it straight, mama, you could back your mule up in my stall. Nothing, mama, 'cause your papa got work to do.
Papa's Got Your Bathwater On by Tuba Skinny. The next song is Cheater, Cheater by Joey and Rory. Joey and Rory are a country music married couple, had a number of hits, put out 5 albums. And this song is about Joey, the wife in the couple. In the song, she discovers her husband has been seeing someone else, and she's not happy about it, and lets him have both barrels. So here we go with Cheater, Cheater by Joey and Rory.
Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet her? Down at Ernie's bar. Did she smile your way, twirl her hair and say how cute your dimples are? Did she use that line, your place or mine, while you danced with her real slow? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Liar, liar, did you buy her whiskey all night long? Did you hide your ring in the pocket of your jeans, or did you just keep it on? When the deed was done and you had your fun, did you think I wouldn't know? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I ain't never met, but to lay your hands on a married man's about as low as a gal can get. Hey, I wish her well as she rots in hell, and you can tell her I said so. Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash girl? You're stuck with her now. Take your sorry buttonload of all your stuff and get the hell out of my house. But I just wish you'd tell me this one thing before you go. Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white?
you just heard Cheater, Cheater by Joey and Rory. And now we're going on a little nautical trip for a few songs. The next song is called The Roving Kind. It was performed by Guy Mitchell and recorded in 1950 based on a British folk song. And the next song is going to be a British folk song. But this one's an American version. The Roving Kind uses the metaphor of a sailing ship that's a nice girl, but one of the roving kind, by Guy Mitchell.
As I cruised out one evening upon a night's career, I spied a lofty clipper ship, and to her I did steer. I hysted out my signals, which she so quickly knew. And when she saw my bunting fly, she immediately hove to.
She had a dark and a roving.
I took her for some fish and chips and treated her so fine. And hardly did I realize she was the roving kind. I kissed her lips, I missed her lips, and found to my surprise she was nothing but a pirate ship rigged up in a disguise.
She had a dark and a roving eye,
and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
So come all ye good sailor men who sail the wintry seas, and come all you apprentice lads, a warning take from me. Beware of lofty clipper ships, they'll be the ruin of you. For 'twas there she made me walk the plank and pushed me under too.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but
one of the roving kind.
That was The Roving Kind by Guy Mitchell. The next song is a British folk song. It's called The Shellback Song, and it's sung, the credits are Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger. I don't hear Peggy Seeger on here. Maybe your hearing's better than mine. Maybe you can hear her. They were a married couple. Ewan McCall was one of the best-known folk collectors and singers in England during his life. And he wrote this song. He got verses from various places, put it together, and I think it's wonderful. I learned it. I sang it. It took me a long time to learn it. And Peggy Seeger is Pete Seeger's half-sister. And oddly enough, I knew her. I went to camp one summer, this week-long folk music camp I go to, and we sat down at the table in a big dining hall, maybe 150 people, different little, you know, eight people to a table. And we went around the room and introduced ourselves, and the person on my left said, "I'm Peggy Seeger." And I said, "You're not Peggy Seeger." She said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Peggy Seeger's famous." She said, "Well, not that famous," or something, you know. And I said, "Are you on the staff here this week?" She said, "No, I'm just a camper. I came as a camper." And we got chatting, and it really was Peggy Seeger. And she just come to camp for a week. So I chatted with her, saw her a few times after that, and talked. Nice person. Anyway, this is the Shellback Song written by her husband, Ewan McCall. And I think it's a great story of the history of sailing and the end of the days of sailing.
I am a bossy, fatted man, I come from everywhere. Name any point of the compass you like, and you're bound to find me there. Born in a gale in the roaring 40s, entered in the log. Sent up aloft in the upper t'gansels and christened in Navy Grog. All that I own are the clothes on me back and the tools of a sailor's trade. Me fid and me palm, a few needles, a spike, a knife with a good keen blade. I've a bunk in the forecastle, a place on a bench in the galley where I can feed. A hook for to hang me old oilskins up, what more does a shellback need? I've sailed both Atlantics and doubled both Capes more times than I can tell. Fought the big seas in a parish rig bark and froze at Cape Farewell. I've cursed the calms in the doldrums when you'd swear the wind was dead. Laid to off Cape Horn in a westerly gale that would blow the air off your end. To the maggoty horse and the weevily brand, I've added me word of abuse. I've pounded out biscuit to powder and mixed it with bug fat and jaggery juice. With the galley awash for a week on end, I've gone hungry early and late. Been served with pea soup that could stand on the poop deck and scare off a blue-nosed mate. I've signed on in short-handed Yankee ships with masters who know the score. I've sailed with the drinkers who can't navigate a course past a barroom door. I've been with masters who seamen and know to treat a matlow well. And some of the others, the miserable buggers, that've made me life a hell. I know all the boarding house keepers ashore from Cardiff to Tokyo. Know all the crimps and the waterfront pimps from Riga to Callao. I've spent me advance at Rasmussen, the Danes of Lodge with Paddy West. And I've known the slop chest to take half of me screw, while Big Nelly, she took the rest. Goodbye, you square riggers, your voyaging's done. Farewell to the days of sail. Goodbye, you Cape Horners, and every tall ship that ever defied a gale. Goodbye to the shellbacks who rode the winds through a world of sea and sky. Your roving is ended, your seafaring's over, you mariners, all goodbye.
That was the Shellback song by Ewan McCall. I forgot to mention, shellback is a sort of a slang term for a sailor or a guy on a sailing ship. And the next song is One Tin Soldier. And the name of the group is The Original Cast. It doesn't say cast of what, but One Tin Soldier. The song has kind of a mystical feel to it for me. And for you music people who know music, apparently the song starts off with the same first seven chords and notes of Pachelbel's Canon before diverging. So if you know Pachelbel's Canon, you might be able to hear it in this song. That's going to be One Tin Soldier by The Original Cast.
built a kingdom on a mountain, and the valley folk below. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath a stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, justify it in the end. While creative trumpets blowing, come the judgment day, on the bloody morning after. One tin soldier rides away. So the people of the valley sent a message up the hill, asking for the buried treasure, tons of gold for which they'd kill. Came an answer from the kingdom, with our brothers we will share all the secrets of our mountain, all the riches buried there. Now the valley cried with anger, mount your horses, draw your sword, and they killed the mountain people, so they won their just reward. Now they stood beside the treasure, on earth was all it said. Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, you can justify it in the end. While piano trumpets blowing, come the judgment day, on the bloody morning after. Hunting soldier rides away. Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, you can justify it in the end. While piano trumpets blowing, come the judgment day, on the bloody morning after.
You just heard One Tin Soldier by the original cast. And you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And it's my chance to play for you songs I hope will haunt you, as I mentioned earlier, and occasionally put in something odd, which I have coming up pretty soon. And I want to take a minute and do kind of a wombat here. I went through this a month or two ago, and in case any of you are worried about my sanity, this may increase your worries. But I've recently been in contact with, in my imagination, higher levels of consciousness. And here's the idea. We evolved to be the level of consciousness we are, which is the highest we know of. And compare our level of consciousness to, say, that of maybe a clam. We're really a lot more conscious than a clam is, I think. Now, imagine something that was as far above us as we are above a clam. Got that? Now, scale that up a lot more. And why shouldn't there be beings that have that level of consciousness? We got here. We evolved from, as I see it, the Earth started off and there was nothing, and then there was a rock. And then there was life, then there was consciousness, and then consciousness has evolved up to the level we're at. So why couldn't it keep going somewhere else in the universe? It's a very big universe. Billions and billions of solar systems, and billions and billions of galaxies, and so forth. And 14 billion years old, the Earth's only 4 billion years old, so lots of time to evolve. So I assume there are higher consciousnesses, probably some way up the line, and if so, maybe they could hear us. They could hear every thought any of us has. Of course, they may live in a rather different kind of sense of time. Anyway, so I've decided to, since I think they can hear me, to talk to them and then to pretend that they hear me or notice me or know what I'm thinking, and then I pretend to hear them. I don't really think I hear them, but why not? I mean, I just let my mind be open and see what thoughts come in and pretend that I think, well, that's them speaking to me. So that's my that's a wombat for tonight of I think I'm still sane, but that does raise the question. The next song is called Sti Smidje, which translates as The Little Blacksmith, and it's in Flemish, and it's by a Belgian group called Laïs, L-A-I-S. There's an accent over the I, Laïs, and it's a traditional folk song modified for popular music, and it was very popular apparently a few years in Belgium. So I liked it. It's got a lot of rhythm. Of course, I can't understand a word of it. But here it is for you. Sti Smidje by Laïs. That was Sti Smidje, translated The Little Blacksmith, by a Belgian group called Laïs. And if that weren't strange enough for you, it's wombat time. Years ago, I became familiar with this country song called Too Old to Die Young. And I liked it a lot, so I memorized it and recorded it. And I'm going to play it back for you now. I think of it more as poetry than as a song. I mean, my voice is not like the original country music singer, but the words are strong. It's strong poetry. And the wish is that the man who sings the song wants to grow to be too old to die young. It has a line in it, let me see my children grow to see what they become. Well, I have accomplished that. I am too old to die young, and I have seen my children grow to see what they become, and they turned out pretty good. So here's me singing this song, Too Old to Die Young.
If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes flowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun. And I pray that I don't feel the chill till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know it would be done, well, I would say that everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
Too Old to Die Young, sung by Harry Baia, today's Wombat. And moving on in Wombats and Music, another powerful song. This is Some Fool Made a Soldier of Me by the Kingston Trio. And if you listen closely, you find out that he's on his way to the Little Bighorn. And if you know your history, that didn't turn out really too well. This is Some Fool Made a Soldier of Me by the Kingston Trio.
I remember when I was a barefooted boy, climbing in a sycamore tree. But now I'm a little older, got a rifle on my shoulder. Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some fool made a soldier of me. Rock hard and ride in the rough cavalry.
Got a pretty gal waiting for me while I rock here in the army. Some fool made a soldier of me. I told her we'd marry and build us a home and raise us a big family. But she's given all her charms to a blue uniform. Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some fool made a soldier of me. Rock hard and ride in the rough cavalry.
The day's getting hotter, I'm near out of water. Some fool made a soldier of me. I told General Custer I'm a dying of thirst and the heat is a getting to me. But he said, have no fear, there's a bigger river near. Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some fool made a soldier of me. Rock hard.
the little bighorn.
Hey, General Custer, I think I see an Indian over there.
Yeah, ask her if she's got a friend for me.
Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some Fool Made a Soldier of Me by the Kingston Trio. Next up is It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion by Waylon Jennings and the Waymore Blues Band. This song was written by Waylon Jennings and Shel Silverstein, another guy I happened to meet along the way. I was at a music jam where he performed. Just about maybe 20, 30 people, and he was the lead entertainer. I talked to him for a minute, but I didn't really get to know him. But this song catches the way I feel about the world right now. The political situation is such that I think the world's gone crazy. So anyway, this song catches it pretty well. The World's Gone Crazy, Cotillion by Waylon Jennings.
Wonderful.
It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. The side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Johnny come lately, so coming in early. The early
it's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home. Preachers on TV begging for money, selling the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to see heaven, but nobody's willing to die.
The meek ain't inherited nothing. The leaders are falling behind. So I'm singing my songs to the deaf men, and I'm dancing my dance to the blind.
It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. Ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
And the world's gone crazy.
The world's gone crazy, cotillion.
And the ladies are dancing.
The ladies are dancing alone.
Two, three, one, two, three.
It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion by Waylon Jennings. Next up is a sad song. Crystal Gayle sings it. Crystal Gayle is the younger sister of Loretta Lynn, and this song is called Going Down Slow. And sometimes when your heart is broken, in spite of the pain, there's kind of a poignant beauty to the whole thing. And I think this song kind of catches that. Going Down Slow by Crystal Gayle.
Whatever we had going ain't showing anymore. Where there used to be laughter, now there's only pain. I feel like you're an island and I'm drifting from your shore, out into troubled waters up over my head. And I'm going down slow, going down for the last time. Your heavy goodbye, the sink of my soul. And I'm going down slow. My love don't seem to last. It's gonna take me a while to really understand. But what used to be our future has turned into my past. Your precious love line slowly slipping out of my hands. And I'm going down slow, going down for the last.
Crystal Gayle singing Going Down Slow. These folk music weekends and weeks that I went to for years, we had a woman who would come there from the Washington, D.C. area as one of the professionals who lead songs. Her name was Helen Bonchek-Schneier, Helen Schneier, and one of the best song leaders I've ever sung with. She would just bring us together and get us to sing the most wonderful times. So here's a recording of her leading a group. These are all professional singers in the group, but she's the chorus leader and she's singing the lead. I Know Moonlight by Helen Schneier.
This body. I walk in the graveyard, I lay in my grave.
Snare. And the last song on the show today is That Old Wheel, sung by Johnny Cash.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score.
Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Yes, sir. When love is gone and the one you thought would stay does you wrong, and you're left alone to pay, the price is high. But somehow you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score.
Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Roll on.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel,
that old wheel,
it's gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it's gonna even up the score.
Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap.
Right.
Turn the other cheek and don't give.
give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
yeah, that old wheel
is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Beyer, from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And now it's time to end the show. It's audience participation time when I ask you to join me. And your opportunity is coming up right this moment. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.